We are now ready for our last class of the day, and it's never last but least with this one. So I'm going to turn it over to Glenn Crosby to introduce his guest.
Okay, thank you, Judy. I want to welcome everybody to this segment. As we explained yesterday, that this segment of the retreat will have a different topic to explore. And today we're going to be learning about a wonderful service to help us with our pharmaceutical needs. And Curtis knows all about it already. The New York Times had a great article in it today having to do with this company, which is Accessible Pharmacy, but it also discussed a much broader issue of people with disabilities accessing their pharmacy needs and things like that. Anyway, we have with us representatives from Accessible Pharmacy, Alexandra Lussier. I hope you're here. And Alex Cohen, please give these folks attention and take it away.
All right, Alex, you want to go first? Or just say hello? Oh, you're muted.
Uh-oh, there I am. Am I unmuted now?
Yes.
Awesome, thank you. Hi, Glenn, thank you so much for introducing me. My name is Alexandra, but you can call me Alex here today. And thank you so much for having us here. Yes, we are Accessible Pharmacy Services for the Blind. We're a home delivery pharmacy, and we specialize in the needs of the blind and low vision community. Unfortunately, Dr. Alex Cohen is not here with us, but fortunately, Andy Burstein is here with us to speak about everything that we provide, as well as our background story alongside of, with me today. And like Glenn said, we are super, super excited that Curtis is here as well. We were featured in the New York Times today. We're incredibly honored about that. And that Curtis was alongside of that article and he was in there as well. So it was awesome.
That cost a lot of money to get the New York Times to do it right on the same day today, don't you think?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally.
Andy, if you want to introduce yourself, go ahead.
Oh, sure. Yeah, thank you everyone for including us. Curtis, thank you directly.
Yes.
That was awesome. I was really excited to read the article. It was actually the first time that we had a chance to read it as well. So we were pretty excited about it all day. And there's been a great buzz in our office because of it. And thank you, Glenn, for the introduction. Hey, Alex, how about if I just get started, give a little background, and then you can jump into what we do exactly.
Yeah, perfect.
So the background of our company is we started this company a few years ago. It sort of happened by accident. At the time, I was running a healthcare marketing firm, and we were starting to develop strategies for our clients around the areas of accessibility, just in general. And our clients were like healthcare systems and groups within the pharmaceutical industry. And I decided to put together an advisory committee of people with different disabilities who could just give me some insight into their experience in the marketplace. And I reached out to a friend of mine, Dr. Alex Cohen. I didn't actually know him as Dr. Alex Cohen at the time. He was just Alex. And I knew Alex because our kids play Little League ball together. And so Alex was that really nice guy from Little League. He was blind. His kids were good ball players. And I had his email address. So those are all the things that qualified me reaching out to Alex to see if he would be the blind representative on our committee. So I emailed him. We ended up meeting up for a cup of coffee. And I told him what I was looking to do, and I got to hear his story. And his story is he was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa in his late teens. And by the time he graduated college, he had lost his eyesight. And he wanted to be in the hospitality industry. His goal was to be a hotel manager. He actually went to school at UNLV in Las Vegas and was working part-time in the casinos and in the hotels to learn the industry. But realized there weren't too many opportunities for blind hotel managers. So he reinvented himself. He went back to school and ultimately earned his PhD in marketing with a specific focus on retail accessibility. And he wrote his doctoral dissertation on the accessibility of the top 100 retailers in America for the blind community. You know, how accessible they were in person, on their website, and on the telephone. And so here I am thinking like, oh, hang out with Alex. He'll be the blind guy on my committee. And little did I realize that he's Dr. Alex Cohen, and he's arguably one of the foremost experts in retail accessibility for the blind community in the world. And so yeah, we started digging deeper into his research, and it became very apparent quickly that the pharmacy vertical, amongst all the other retail categories, was the most challenging and the least accessible. And it wasn't like Alex uses the term inaccessibility with malice. Like no one was trying, none of the big pharmacy chains were trying to be inaccessible. In fact, some of them actually do some pretty incredible things. And they do make some big efforts to be as accessible as they can be. But there was so much more they could be doing. And so, you know, Alex documented this in his research. So our first step was, hey, why don't we knock on the doors of some of the big pharmacy chains and see if they're interested in working with us and collaborating with us and providing consulting services for them. And while everyone was very pleasant, no one was interested in what we had to say. And so after striking out, we were like, huh, what do we want to do with this now? So we're like, hey, I wonder if we build a business plan and then try to create a business plan focused on building our own business from the ground up, focused on how do we create a model that helps blind and low vision individuals manage their medication better, manage their diabetes better, and do it in a way that reduces stress and anxiety and helps people live more independently. And most importantly, helps people live, you know, have healthier outcomes. And so we wrote our business plan. We got an enormous amount of support. This is pre-pandemic, by the way. We spent the day down at the NFB headquarters in Baltimore and got great feedback from a lot of different individuals there. We got great support from Kirk Adams at the AFB. Alex had done a great deal of research with the FFB. We got support from them. We had really close relationships locally with the ACB and got support from them. And we really validated that there was no one really offering an A to Z solution in this space. We then went on to hold some focus groups to really identify like, what exactly do we need to do? And we got to a point of comfort where we were like, all right, we think we have enough here. At the end of the day though, Alex and I are business people. We're not pharmacists. So we spent the next 6 months trying to find a pharmacy partner or a pharmacist partner. And we ultimately brought in our third business partner, Dr. Jason Barrett. Jason has his doctorate in pharmacy. And one of the reasons why we gravitated towards Jason, well, first of all, he lives locally, which we were thrilled about. But two, he had spent 30 years really focusing on personalized medication solutions for people with intellectual and cognitive disabilities. And most of his patients came from assisted living facilities, whether it be quote unquote old age homes or group homes for people with intellectual disabilities. And his whole model was based upon every patient needs to be treated differently. We need to figure out what the, you know, what's going on in their world, how do we help them, what their challenges are. And slowly over time, and it's not like you flip the switch and it's done. Slowly over time, build a support mechanism for that individual so that they can manage their medication better. So we got all of our stuff together and we pulled the trigger on April 2020. And there was that virus thing going on. But little did we know, you know, we thought like, whatever. It'll be over by next month. It's like the flu. Before you know it, we'll be in full stride again and we'll get started. But we plowed through it. Right, you know, we launched the company smack in the middle of COVID. And we came out of the gate with our message. We are accessible pharmacy services for the blind. We are a home delivery pharmacy specializing in blind and low vision patients. We are the only company of its kind doing what we do. And we're the largest blind owned healthcare company in the country. And we got started. And, you know, fast forward to today, we now have 65 employees, about 25% of which are blind or low vision themselves. We're growing nicely. We're now licensed in 31 states. We're slowly adding additional ones. Every month we get another one approved. We filed for licenses in most of the states throughout the country. And what do we do? Ultimately, we provide prescription medication, over-the-counter medication, vitamins and supplements, guide dog and pet medication, small accessible devices like talking glucometers, talking glucose meters, you know, glucose meters, continuous glucose monitoring systems, talking thermometers, talking blood pressure cuffs. And we do all these things. And by the way, we're literally just getting started. There's so much more we can be doing. Alexander's going to share how we approach supporting and helping and working with patients. But we learn every day. We learn mostly from group conversations like this, from working with their organizations, from some people that have been really, you know, just willing to like spend some time with us and brainstorming with us and sharing ideas. We actually had our first college internship program at the beginning of the summer, and it was an incredible success. We did it with Visions out of New York City. And we had a sophomore blind college student from SUNY Binghamton in upstate New York. And amongst other things, one of the things that he did was he surveyed a great deal of our patients, and he reached out and was like, what are we doing that you like? What could we be doing that needs improvement? And most importantly, like, what other things could we be doing to make this experience better? And I'll drop a little, there's a new thing we're going to be launching next month that we're really excited about, which is we're going to start version 1.0, packaging children's liquid medication in single unit doses so that blind parents can safely administer medication to their kids. Alice is going to talk much more about some of our other packaging and stuff, but before I pass it over to her, other things that we're doing, we're going to be working with the Helen Keller National Center to develop additional programs so that we can better support our dual sensory loss patients, our deaf-blind patients. We're going to be expanding our internship program. We run a series of educational programs focused on, we have one in December focused on blindness and diabetes. We just finished a program last month that we did with Be My Eyes and the Perkins School that focused on helping blind college students and their families transition into college life a little bit easier. In this spring, we're going to be doing programs focusing on specifically blind parents so that we can help them with just, you know, home healthcare solutions and home healthcare strategies. We're also going to be doing a program on breast cancer for blind women and their families to learn about, you know, breast cancer. So I'm going to stop talking now. Alex is going to share about like the three pillars about how we actually, like, what do we do? How do we actually feet on the ground? How do we actually support a patient? I do want to mention, we do work with all insurance companies. There are obviously a handful of exceptions. And everything we do not charge for our services. There are copays. Quite often the copays are, the copays are dictated by the insurance companies. We don't charge for delivery. We don't charge for our labeling. We don't charge for our packaging. And there's no strings attached. You know, we encourage patients to try us for a few months. If you don't like us, call us and we'll switch you back to your other pharmacy. All right, I know I said I was gonna stop talking. I'm really gonna stop talking this time. Alex is gonna get started. So I'm gonna put myself on mute and take it away, Alex.
All right, awesome. And no problem at all. Okay, so I'm gonna talk about just some of the things that we do, all the things we provide, and then we can open up to questions, and we'd love to talk more about anything that you guys have to say and answer all your questions. Andy talked a bit about some of our services and what we work with each of our patients on to provide kind of like an inclusive pharmacy experience so that medications are understood, everybody's able to take their medications independently, everybody's able to take their medications safely and in a manner in which you know what you're taking, you know the interactions of what you're taking, and that entire process is completely understood from start to finish. With that said, what happens when you call us? So you're going to talk with a care coordinator, and that conversation only lasts about, it's very, very quick. It's only like a 5 or 10 minute conversation, and they're just going to ask you some basic information. They're going to talk with you about your prescriptions, your vitamins, anything that you may be on, and just have that conversation with you. What are your challenges? What are you going through in taking that medication? What's working well as well? And then they're going to make some suggestions based on packaging and labeling, which I'll get to in a second. After that, they're going to kind of position themselves as a concierge service. So they're going to hang up with you and they're going to go and contact any of your prescribing doctors, as well as your insurance company. And they're going to alert those individuals of a possible change in pharmacy. And then they're going to try to understand any change in copay. Most of the time, copay stays the same, but if just in case we want to be aware of anything. And as that concierge service, we go back to you with all of that information, lay it out on the table, have that transparency with you, and ask if you want to change pharmacies to us. If you do, then we're that concierge service in that transition. We call your current pharmacy and we get everything transferred over for you. That's the initial call with us. If you get everything transferred over for you, we've already talked about your packaging. We've already talked about your labeling, and we get your stuff shipped out to you. And like Andy mentioned, all of these services are value added. Your home delivery is free. All your packaging and labeling is free as well. And as he said, we kind of like to think of it as the three pillars of what we provide: packaging, labeling, and then the third is support. We've talked about support a lot, but I'm going to now speak on the first two. So packaging and labeling. When you talk to your care coordinator in that initial conversation, they're just going to be asking you about your challenges in taking your medication. Also about what's working well in taking your medication. What do you like about managing your medication? And with that said, they're going to take those that information and they're going to make some suggestions and take those suggestions with what we're able to offer in regards to packaging and labeling. So obviously we're able to provide bottles for your prescriptions, for your vitamins and your supplements, and we can provide those bottles in a variety of sizes as well. Variety of bottle sizes, variety of lids. And with lids, we can provide easy open lids. We can provide childproof lids, depending upon if there's children in the household, depending upon if you have dexterity issues, we can work with that as well. A second option, we can offer pre-sorted disposable pill organizers. So our pharmacy will pre-sort your medication. And then this is completely based on your specific medication schedule. And then we'll ship that organizer to you. So a disposable pill organizer is exactly what it means. It's disposable and it's a pill organizer that's about the size of a piece of paper. It's about 11 by 8 inches. They vary in size by about a couple inches, but it just is completely dependent upon your specific medication schedule. So we have 30-day organizers, we have weekly organizers, and it can include your prescriptions, your over-the-counter medications, your vitamins, your supplements, everything that you take every day can be included in that organizer. Another option are our daily pill packets. So these are pre-sorted by our pharmacy as well, and then we ship them out to you. They can also include your prescriptions, your over-the-counter medications, your vitamins, and your supplements. And they're also customized to your specific daily medication regimen, depending upon if you take medications several times a day, once a day, you know, once every 2 days. It's completely customized to you. A pill packet is essentially like a small plastic baggie. It's about like 3 inches by 3 inches. It's a square, and then they're perforated to one another. And then that big long line of plastic baggies are held in a cardboard box, and we ship that cardboard box out to you. So they're all kind of fed out of the cardboard box. When it's time for you to take your medication, all the medication that you need to take at that time is housed in the same plastic bag or pill pack. And you rip off the bag, take out the pills, take them for that day or that time of day. These are some packaging options, but on top of the packaging options, and another packaging option that, that Andy mentioned that we will be rolling out next month are obviously also the single liquid doses for children. So those are essentially, they're going to just be a couple of different options, over-the-counter options, children's Motrin, children's Tylenol, I believe, and antihistamine. They're all liquid doses, and they basically come in like a small liquid tube. You pop off the tube, it's a single dose, and you can administer it to a child whenever it's needed. It's really, really simple, easy to use, and we love it. It's just a single dose and it's liquid. But once again, it's only a couple different over-the-counter medication options, and we're so excited about like the expandability of that. On top of all these packaging options, we are also able to add another layer of labeling. So you have all these packaging options, and how do you want it labeled? We can obviously label everything in English, but we can also package everything in Spanish. as well as large fonts. And we can also
hear it because it's plugged in.
Oh, you can unplug it.
And we can also label everything in contracted Braille. And this goes for, you know, whatever packaging option that you would need. Additionally, we can also send you a script talk device if needed. So that's a talking label device. If you're not familiar with it, it's very, very simple. It's easy to use. It's about the size of a clock radio. It comes with batteries or you can plug it in. And like I said, it's a label reading device. So its sole function is to read aloud your entire prescription label. It comes with 3 buttons to operate it. It's super, super easy to use. If you need help in training on how to turn it on, how to initially start it or use it, our whole pharmacy team is trained in the device itself. So once you get it, you can call us up. We can talk with you over the phone on how to operate it. We can also troubleshoot with you, you know, over your life, you know, a lifetime of the device on how to, if it breaks or if it doesn't, you know, is it turning on one day? We can talk with you about that as well. It's super, super, it's just a nice device. It's great. It basically will just read aloud all the prescription information on whatever packaging option that you're asking for. So bottle, disposable pill organizer, or pill packet, we can have that script talk device read aloud all that information. It's really, really nice. And it has an accompanied smartphone app as well. So if you do have a smartphone and you don't, and you maybe you have the device or maybe you don't have the device, either way, there's also a script talk device with the same functionality. So you can download the app and have your medication read aloud to you that way as well. These are some of the packaging options, some of the labeling options. And like I said in the beginning, when you talk to a care coordinator to become a patient of ours, all they're going to do is just talk with you, you know, about some of the challenges you're having right now, about some of the things you like that's going on right now with your medication management. And then they'll just make suggestions. And the best thing is they'll make suggestions. You'll try out some packaging options, some labeling options. And if you don't like it 1 month, just try something else out the next month and work through some things until we find the best fit for you. And it's the best thing to just go and try things out until we find the best absolute combination of things for you. Lastly, in regards to packaging and labeling, but also just in regards to the third pillar, which is support, we are officially the pharmacy partner of Be My Eyes. So this has to do with tech and smartphones. I know that Andy and I jumped in at 4 o'clock when you guys were ending your tech talk, but this is a smartphone app. It's wonderful. I'm sure you guys are familiar with it, but if you're not, I'll just speak on it for a second. The Be My Eyes app is a free app on your smartphone. It's a video interface app that initiates, a one-way video call between a blind user and then a sighted volunteer. And it's just to help the blind user with whatever task that individual would need help with throughout the day. Right now, there's like 4 million volunteers and I think like 200 or 300,000 blind users on it right now. It's an incredible app. It's incredibly successful and it has amazing reviews. As their pharmacy partner, there's a second function of the app other than that initial function. They have a specialized help. So instead of the blind user connecting with a random volunteer to ask a random volunteer for help, the second function has that blind user connecting with a specific trained individual in a specific field. So there's a ton of different companies on there that somebody can ask to be connected with. So like Google, Microsoft's on there. There's a couple of different ones. We are on there as their pharmacy partner. So if you ever have a more intimate question or a pharmacy question or a medication question, and you want video help from a pharmacist instead of, you know, a random volunteer, you can contact us through the Be My Eyes app and somebody from our pharmacy team will be there to be able to help you. We've been, you know, answering tons of different questions and it's a really, really great way to help patients, you know, through a one-way video call. We get tons of questions regarding drug interactions, regarding reading of, you know, liquid medications, making sure it's filled up to the correct line, reading of syringes, reading, you know, helping with insulin, tons of different things like that. And now back onto the support pillar, which, so we have packaging, we have labeling, and then we also have support. And Andy talked a lot about the different things that we do in regards to support, and also just our general services. So we do accept all types of insurance. We provide guide dog and pet companion medication. Like I said, we're the official pharmacy partner of Be My Eyes. If you are living with diabetes or you know somebody that is living with diabetes, we are able to provide just diabetic consultations in regards to their medications and making sure everything is okay there. We also provide active refill management. So that this goes back to that initial concept of a concierge service. When it comes time for your refills to be managed, your refills to be filled, we will call your doctor, we will call your insurance and get those refills managed for you. So you don't need to call us for that. You don't need to call your doctors for that. We want to establish a continuity of care, that concierge service in which all of it's handled for you ahead of time. So your refills are at your door. We will let you know if we need your help with it, but otherwise we have it handled for you. And Andy did mention some of the other things that we are touching on coming up, and I'm super, super excited for. We have an exciting event in the beginning of December, our blindness and diabetes webinar. It's the first Friday in December. We just announced it today. I'm so excited for it. We're just going to be talking about some general topics relating to diabetes and blindness. And we have somebody from the University of Pennsylvania Diabetes Education Center presenting. Somebody from the state of Virginia Blindness and Low Vision Center. Yes, the BVS office. I'm sorry. Thank you. She will be there. And she has been a diabetes educator and a health education specialist for like 20 years. So she's great. And then we have another individual out and from University of California, Berkeley, who's coming, who's getting her master's of public health. And her thesis is on blindness and diabetes. So they're all going to be talking about different topics relating to nutrition and exercise and just tips and tricks to managing diabetes, managing insurance and coverage of accessible devices and the whole shebang. And it's going to be really, really great. Other than that, we're constantly working on different things, and all of the things we're working on all come from patient feedback. So as Andy mentioned, one of the things that our student intern did this summer was just interviewing all of our patients and just asking quickly what they like and what they dislike or what they would want more of. And we take that into huge consideration, and we want that to be a huge proponent of what we're able to provide into the future. And so that's where the webinars come from. That's where guide dog medication came from. That's where a ton of different services come from. And so that's what we want to continue to then do in the future as well. So that's all the stuff that we are providing, what we hope to provide in the future as well. And I will say with that, we're just super happy to be here. And I'm just happy to be here and thankful for the opportunity also to speak with groups like this and to get your guys' feedback as well. Before I open up for questions, I'll ask if Andy has anything else to add.
Yeah, just a few quick things to touch on. One is we currently can provide labels and support in both Spanish and in English. We're actually looking into some software now that can actually print labels and obviously, the audio component of that as well in 26 languages. So we're trying to do the research to make sure that it's accessible. Hopefully that'll be 2022. In addition, with Be My Eyes, we can use Be My Eyes to train people how to use small medical devices. So if someone gets, for argument's sake, a talking thermometer, to contact us through Be My Eyes, and we can walk the individual through how to actually use the thermometer. And finally, just a cool story that we just learned about last week, and it's an example. And I'll tell you the story, and then I'll tell you what we're going to do with it. So it's an example of how we were able to work with a patient who was dealing with issues, and we were able to help them reach a point of success. So we have a patient. She is deaf and blind. She is diabetic. And for years, she was really struggling managing her glucose and her diabetes in general. A few months ago, we started the process of testing out different solutions with her. We ultimately were able to identify a specific continuous glucose monitoring system that was not only able to accurately monitor her glucose, but it was able to emit a signal to her that she was able to read through a Braille. I believe this is the case. I'm still waiting for all the details. A Braille device. long story short, she just sent us an email last week that this is the first time in years that she's been able to feel healthy. And she attributes it to a lot of the trial and error that we did with her over like a 3 to 4 month period. And the punchline is she competed in the Senior Paralympics in New Jersey and she won 3 gold medals. And she was really excited about it. She's telling us the story and the picture. And we're actually interviewing her in the next week or so. And we're going to be adding the full story to our website blog. So if anyone wants to read that, it's a pretty cool story. We're very excited about it in our office. The ultimate punchline to what we're doing is we would love for people to join us and try us out. Every time we work with a patient and solve a challenge for an individual, we then learn so that we can help other people. This one individual I just mentioned, we now know that if another deafblind individual contacts us with similar challenges about managing glucose, we could skip ahead to this solution. And this solution may not work for that individual, but the more we experience, the more we learn, and the more that we can ultimately provide other solutions to the marketplace. So we encourage you to check us out. I can't guarantee that you'll have the best experience you'll ever have because I don't know what your current experience is like. If you love your pharmacist, stay with your pharmacist. That's very rare and it's awesome. You know, we exist because most people don't love their pharmacist and don't have the best experience. And so if unless you love your pharmacist, we'd love for you to try us out. It really just starts with the phone call. I see there are a few hands raised. I'm going to put in the chat our phone number, which is 215-799-9900. That's 215-799-9900. Our website is accessiblepharmacy.com, and it's a very screen reader friendly website. If those of you who do have an iPhone and you use Siri, all you have to do is say, Siri, call Accessible Pharmacy. And depending on how your settings are organized, it'll either come right through to us or Siri will say, do you mean Accessible Pharmacy in Fairless Hills, Pennsylvania? And that'll come right through to us. If after we hang up, if anyone has any other questions, thoughts, or ideas, suggestions, complaints, whatever it may be, my personal email address is andy@accessiblepharmacy.com. And I'd love to hear your feedback. So that being said, I'd love to, why don't we start with Patricia? Oh, actually, well, Glenn, do you want to facilitate the Q&A?
Hold on just a second. Okay. We do want to take questions, and we will, we want you to raise your hands if you can. If you have difficulty raising your hand, if you can get yourself unmuted, say your name, and we'll try to get your questions answered also. So with that, let's go ahead.
Okay, this is Patricia. I wanted to ask Ashley a couple of questions, and hopefully I'm not long. When are you planning on expanding this pharmacy into South Carolina? if you are.
No. We 100% are. We have submitted the application. And we're just waiting for approval. Our hope is that, yeah, it's interesting. We filed for every state. There are a few reasons why we're not licensed nationally yet. One is some states, because of COVID, the offices that approve out-of-state providers to provide controlled substances, prescription medications, some of those offices still haven't even opened. Some of those offices are sort of like, let's wait for COVID to clear and then we'll accept new out-of-state vendors. By the way, I don't know what the deal is with South Carolina. I don't know what the situation is there. There are some states in particular, there are two states. One is Texas is requiring us to have one of our pharmacists licensed in that state. Alexandra, I didn't even tell you this. Eric just took his test last week. And so assuming he passes, we should be ready to go in Texas. And finally, there's some other states because of the opioid issues that exist in the states. There's a lot of flaming hoops that we have to jump through. Like, for example, there's one state in particular that's requiring us to get notarized fingerprints of everyone on our staff, notarized criminal background checks on all of our pharmacists, and we have to provide blueprints of our facility. they're asking this because they just don't want to invite rogue pharmacists to start shipping controlled substances into the state. So that was a longer explanation than you asked for, but I hope that sort of answers your question. Hopefully we'll be in South Carolina soon.
Okay, that answers my question. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Someone else?
Shelly.
Shelly, do you have a, Shelly, do you have a question?
You are on mute though, Shelly.
Okay. Shelly, can you find your unmute button? Do we have someone else while we're waiting
on
Shelly?
Okay, I think I finally got it.
Okay, great.
Hey, Shelly.
Yay. Better late than never. Okay, so Patricia's in my state. We're in South Carolina. I just wondered if there's anything we can do on a local level or state level, whatever, to help the process. Maybe there is nothing. I don't know. But
to be frank with you, I'm not sure. I'll be honest with you. I need to get an update on South Carolina.
Okay.
If you send me, my email is andy@accessiblepharmacy.com. If you want to shoot me your email, I'll check in with you. It's interesting. Okay. We've only got rejected by one state. And what's really cool about it was, this is the state of Missouri. There were a handful of people who really wanted to work with us in the state of Missouri, specifically with the American Council for the Blind.
Mm-hmm.
And coincidentally, like a week before the rejection letter, we had spoken at their state conference on a webinar. And so we reached out to the people who facilitated the webinar. Long story short, the executive committee from the Missouri ACB lobbied on our behalf to the state. And within 24 hours, we were approved.
Well, see, that's what I'm wondering. That's why I'm asking. Because we have
I don't know what the deal is with South Carolina, but okay. I can find out for you, and I'd love to collaborate with you if that's the case.
Okay. Well, I will send you an email then. Andy is A-N-D-Y, right?
Yes, at accessiblepharmacy.com. Thanks,
okay,
Shelly.
Okay, got it. I will do awesome. That. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Pearl, you have your hand raised?
Yes. Andy, I presently get some medication from a specialty pharmacy. I think it's called Arilisk or Arilisk for the low hemoglobin. Do you all carry that product?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good, because I'm having a problem getting in there. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And that being said, when you call, obviously you'll explain, we'll get you the details. And, you know, I don't know why there's a problem for that other pharmacy getting it, but, you know, we'll work with you to identify it, find it, and get it to you.
This is Judy. You might be interested to know that Pearl's from South Carolina, too.
Oh, of course. Well, how about this? I'm hoping in 2022, we'll all have a party in South Carolina in person, because I crave person-to-person interaction, as I'm sure we all do now. But yeah, absolutely, Pearl. Reach out to us. But, you know, if you want in advance, even if you want to send a call, we can help identify that medication and try to, you know, get it to you, and at least understand like what the parameters are and why maybe that other pharmacy is having a problem with it. In the meantime, Shelly, I'll look forward to your email, and I'll get back to you with some updates.
Glenn, this is Curtis Chong. My hand's up.
Go ahead.
Andy, this is a question you probably knew I was going to ask you anyway, since we've done this before.
Bring it on, Curtis. I'm ready.
On your website, those people who are interested in knowing if their states are yet approved, because it said in the article today that 31 out of 50 are already on there. So is there a way to find out, or do we just have to call and ask?
No, that's a good question. Well, obviously, anyone can call anytime.
Okay.
On our website, there's a tab called Service Area. And I'm pretty sure it's current, or at least up to date, like within the last week or so. And that lists all the states where we're currently licensed. And we are licensed in DC and Puerto Rico as well.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Miss Ruth here.
Hey, Ruth.
Hi, Andy and Alex. We actually, I think I did some phone tag with Alex for a while there. I was trying to find out some information. I had a question about, would you know what we'd end up paying for co-pays? We wouldn't know until we signed up.
I didn't know this until I even got into the industry. I used to think that pharmacies just made up the copay. It was like a fee that they made that would, you know, make extra money for them. The insurance companies actually dictate the copays. So, you know, what we do is once we learn who your insurance is, before we do anything, we reach out to the insurance company and get the full update about, you know, what copays are and if there are any nuances to the policy. So we could do, and we'll gladly do the research on your behalf and get back to you with the information.
Okay, is that part of the concierge service you're saying?
Absolutely.
Okay, I see. And also, you do have other things like devices, you said. Do you have talking blood pressure cuffs?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
This is Judy. I've got, I've been working with someone who has been having medical conditions. So she's taking about 8 different pills, but then it changes and they want to adjust one of them. Can you act, if she were your client, or then can you adapt it quickly to change it?
Oh, within 24 hours.
Okay.
Absolutely. Also, I'll tell you something we bump into at least once a week. Just for everyone to follow in the back of your head, where we get a call from someone who's like, I'm on vacation in Miami at a hotel and I forgot my medicine. I'm here for a week. We can overnight a 1 week supply of medication to the hotel.
Okay. Now she has packaged pills, you know, the little baggy things from her pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
And so if one of the pills changes and you've been doing them in packaged like that, is there a way to adapt?
No, that's a good question. There's a few ways to do that. One is, obviously, we wouldn't send a whole new batch of medication pre-packaged.
Right.
Unless the insurance company allows us to do it. If the insurance company allows us to do it, full steam ahead. If not, what we would do is send that individual a separate bottle. And we would get on the phone with them or get through and be my eyes with them and help that individual like easily identify that one pill.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to be removed. And we'll also, in the event that we hit a brick wall where it's like, wow, this is much more complicated than we anticipated,
yeah,
we will advocate on the patient's behalf to the insurance company to allow us to redo the entire batch.
Oh, okay.
We can't guarantee success, but we'll try. We'll make the phone calls.
Yeah. Now, our problem in Minnesota is that we wanted to try it, and our insurance company won't let us. They're telling us we have to use CVS mail order.
That shouldn't be the case. I'll tell you why. Legally, if I understand correctly, anyone can buy from anyone. Certain insurance companies do create disincentives, like higher copays and stuff, but they're not technically allowed to say to you, you have to go here.
I might do some checking and see what.
Yeah, but if you need help with that, we would benefit from actually doing the research as well. So if you want to do it collaboratively, we'd love to explore that.
Yeah, you're the ones who told us you couldn't provide services because that's what they said.
So, do you know who you spoke with? Yeah, let's catch up offline because that shouldn't
all
be
right,
the case.
Sure.
And I'd love to do the research on that and get a definitive answer.
Okay, you're on.
All right. Thanks, Judy.
Do we have other questions?
Georgia, yes. I noticed your hand is raised. Oh, but you went back on mute.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yes, I was interested in possibly the individual daily packages for my mother, but I didn't quite remember what you said about the bag. She has real bad arthritis in her thumb, so she's kind of limited in what she can open.
I have an idea for you if you want to test it out.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you, if you want to call the pharmacy,
okay,
say that Andy and Alex were in a webinar with you,
okay,
we'll send you for her a sample bunch, okay, like a little a dispenser with a month's, basically a sample. So we'll put candy in it to simulate medicine.
Oh, sure.
And that way,
okay,
she could test out opening it up and seeing how easy it is for her to manage the packaging.
Did you say it was a Ziploc bag or a baggie?
No, they're sealed. We have a machine that does it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, but we'll send it to you for free and you can test it out and okay, see if in fact it is something that would be a good fit for her.
She loves candy, but I'll talk to her about it. Thank you so much. I hope it works, nice, though. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Please feel free. And actually say to them, like, I don't know how many pills she usually takes. So let's say, for argument's sake, if she takes 5 pills, ask them to say, you know, just say Andy and Alex said I could do this, because they're going to call us and be like, what are you doing here? So but mention yeah, that okay, that we said
yeah, she takes quite a big bunch of supplements and all that.
Whatever it is, let's put that many pieces of candy in the thing. They're like jelly beans or Skittles or Tic Tacs, and that way she can experience how easy it would be for her to open the packaging.
Yeah, okay, cool. We've got Joseph Thompson here, whose hand is also up.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had a question. I think you kind of already sort of answered it, but
hey,
I noticed okay, that, pardon me?
I'm sorry.
I noticed that like seems like prices can vary quite a bit. You can go to one pharmacy and get a different price for another pharmacy. Mm-hmm. And then also sometimes if you pay a cash price, you can get it for less than what you would have paid for with your copay. And it's kind of confusing that way, but do you have a comment on that?
Yeah, I'm sure. So that being said, so things that are not covered by insurance, we believe our prices are at the lower end of the spectrum. We don't have different fees for if you pay cash, you get it less expensively for anything. You know, obviously, if you call us and you identify product X as a little bit higher price, we'd love to know that. And we'll go to work to try to find lower pricing. We sounds tend great, to find that the only situation that the biggest challenge is our military veterans. Our military provides great services to veterans, disabled or not disabled. There's usually no copay, and a lot of over-the-counter stuff may even be free in many cases. And it should be that way. We do, however, have some military veterans that still decide to work with us because of all the other things that we do, but that tends to be the only case where there's really a strong anomaly.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do we have others? Other questions? These are all good questions, so.
And once again, if we hang up and everyone's like, oh, I forgot a question. which always happens. It happens to me when I hang up.
Hand raising queue is empty.
Oh, Patricia, you have a question?
Oh, Patricia, you're on mute.
Okay. All right. I'm off mute. Right. Hi. Hello? I have another question. Do you have an 800 number so that no, I can get more information or anything?
No, we have a local number in suburban Philadelphia. If it's an issue for you, please feel free to call and we'll call you right back.
Okay. Can I have that number?
Sure. It's 215-799-9900. That's 215-799-9900.
Yeah, I missed that number. I missed it. I didn't have a marker. Also, too, do you have over-the-counter stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And tools and medical tools like nebulizers and things?
Yes.
Yeah.
So is a person, am I able to order some of those tools since even if I'm out of state and I'll get them?
Oh, 100%. Actually, devices like that, we can ship anywhere in the country. You don't necessarily need to be. But the licensing that we're talking about is for us to be able to ship controlled substances, prescription medication into that state as an out-of-state provider. As far as over-the-counter meds or vitamins or devices, we can ship anywhere in the country.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Do we have other questions?
I think
you're going to give everybody a few minutes.
Now, which theater did you go to? The one where you order food?
Excuse me, yes.
We have somebody who needs to unmute talking about which theater you went to. Oh, you're unmuted, so you might want to mute there. Okay. We didn't get to find out what theater, but you know.
Well, if there are no other questions, we want to thank you guys for coming and talking with us. And I know that you're going to get some customers from this presentation. And I look forward to the day that that you guys are licensed to send prescriptions into Texas. So thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for all your questions. I will follow up with those of you who we connect with offline. And Curtis, a massive thanks to you for everything.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, everybody. And thank you. Thank you, Curtis.
Okay, Judy, I'm going to give it back to you.
All right. I want to, we can end the recording then for today.